Hot 102.7. Good morning, beautiful people of God. You're listening to Sunrise with Shona on Hot 102.7. And today I really am coming to you with a heart full of sorrow and grief as we look at what's been happening in our country. It has been quite a week. We've also had, of course, the pandemic still going on, thousands of COVID patients. And I've been helping those who've been traumatized by their hospital experience and their family. And, of course, the extreme violence and looting. In fact, it was almost like a dream for me watching it on TV. I couldn't quite believe what I was seeing. But I was doing an interment of ashes and an army helicopter flew over me. And that made it real for me because I actually haven't seen one since 1994. I have to confess that I'm sure, like you, I've had a few sleepless nights. And when I did this interment, it was very different for me for some reason. Someone in the group commented on how many ashes there were, that there was such a lot. And I was looking at them thinking, wow, they're so little. We spend our whole lives worrying so much about our bodies, how we look, our weight, our hair, what to wear. And yet, all of us end up in the same small pile of ashes in the end. We need to spend much more time looking at our souls. Well, that's what I feel anyway. And we do it the other way around. We focus all our energy on the body and not on the soul. So where to from here? What can we offer today? What can we find? What hope can we find? And I think it's quite appropriate that the reading today was from Ephesians 2, the reading set for the Anglican Church. And it's Paul writing about the reconciliation between the Gentiles and the Jews. I mean, how could we have asked for a better reading? Paul says Jesus himself is our peace. Jesus made the two groups one, that's the Gentiles and the Jews, and he destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. Now, I feel that this speaks deeply into our country at this time where we have so many dividing walls, so many barriers, and we cannot always see clearly. He says Jesus' purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of two, thus making peace. And I will look at that again just now. And Paul goes on to say that in Jesus' body, he would reconcile both parties to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. And at this time, I really am praying that hostility will be put to death in this country and that we will look at how we rebuild together. Jesus came, says Paul, and preached peace to those near and far and gave them access to the Holy Spirit. So Jesus' mission was one of peace. That's what Jesus came to do, to reconcile us to God, for us all to be one in God, one humanity, one new humanity. And he preached that peace far and near. And in fact, because he preached that peace and because he showed that radical inclusive love, he invoked the anger of the people of the day, the leaders of the day, because they didn't like what he was preaching. But he still went ahead and did it. And I think that's a lesson for us to learn.
Hot 1027.
This is Reverend Shona from St. Mark's Anglican Church, and you're listening to Sunrise with Shona. I'm looking at Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, chapter 2, which was the reading that was set for us today in our church. And I'm talking about Jesus reconciling Jew and Gentile. And I just thought it was such an appropriate reading for today. So Paul says that in Jesus, all the barriers are destroyed and the two groups become one new humanity. And that was Jesus's purpose. That's what Paul says to this church. Now, I have to look. And look, I mean, Paul spoke those words a long time ago. Where have we gone wrong? Because we definitely have gone wrong. We are not one humanity at this time, not even within the Christian group. We've so many divisions, and yet we are called to be one in Christ and reconciled to God through the cross. So firstly for me, and I want to stress this is for me, as I said last week, I don't think we're focusing enough on what Jesus taught and how Jesus lived. We often look at his miracles and pray for those miracles, but we don't look at what he taught because the change will begin with you and I. And Jesus spoke a lot about how we need to see God in the other. All are divine. And I think we need to really think about that now in this country. All others have Christ in them. And so our behavior needs to be different. We need to change. We need to see that and behave accordingly. Because the truth is that while we perpetuate barriers and divisions, we actually are all connected. I really believe that through COVID, we've seen that everyone through the world is connected. This has impacted everyone. The pandemic taught us how connected we are. And now what's happening in the country is also teaching us. It's not something happening way out there. This is going to impact on all of us, so we need to change our thinking. We can't just look after ourselves. We need to look beyond that. And the way we do this, because it's not easy for us, we are egocentric, we are ego-driven often, we can do it because Jesus gave us access to the Holy Spirit. So we don't have to do it in our own power, but in the power of God. There are so many barriers in this country, so many divisions, and of course hostility and underlying anger. We as the people of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, need to become instruments of breaking that dividing wall. So we all have work to do. You and I both have work to do. We need to listen and try to understand. Not listen to judge and blame, but listen to really understand. Not even listening to answer, but just to listen. We may need to work to heal and build. In fact, we all need to work to heal and build. And we need to be careful not to wound as we do it and not to break things. And it's probably going to require all of us to give more. I know we don't like to, but ultimately, because we are all connected, we will gain more. All of us have a role to play and we can make a difference because we're not doing it in our own power. We are doing it in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I often just think of that one spark that can start a forest fire. We've seen that one spark start the looting and the violence that we've seen in this country now. How about if that one spark was the love of God, a radical inclusive love?
Hot 1027.
It is really good to be with you this morning, even if our hearts are a little sore and we're all stressed. I think we have to be honest and say we are stressed. You're listening to Sunrise with Shona. I've been looking at Paul's letter and how Paul says that Jesus' role was to unite Jew and Gentile, that we all become one humanity in God. So what about us? We also need to work through Jesus for unity and healing, especially at this time. That's what I believe the message is for us this morning. And of course, if we move into Mark's Gospel, which we were also asked to read this morning, we read about Jesus' power to heal over and over again. And we're even told if people just touched the hem of his robe, they were healed. And so we have that healing power of God accessible to us through the Holy Spirit. And I've spoken about how our role is through the power of God to break the barriers, break down the dividing walls. So how can we do this? It's lockdown level 4. We have COVID and we have unrest. How can we do this right now? And of course, at this moment in time, it might be a little bit difficult. But we can listen. We can find ways to reach out. There are people collecting food to take down to KwaZulu-Natal. We can be part of that. We can reach out to people in need. We can, when we do go out, if you do go out at all, greet people in the shops, like your teller. Just greet them, acknowledge them, let them know that you see them, even with social distancing and a mask. They are still people and they're all suffering from stress. I've read that before people encounter us, they encounter our energy. So how about if before they encounter you and I, they encounter God's love in us? Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? And then we all have different strengths and different roles to play. None of us have the same role to play. If we look in the Old Testament, of course, we have David, who talks about wanting to build a house, a permanent home for the Ark of God. And God says, no, that will come through your son. I don't want that from you. You can't do it. You've got too much blood on your hands. He says, for you, I will make you. I will anoint you. You will be anointed for all nations. Everyone will look at you. You will be an amazing, great leader. But it's not your role to build the permanent housing for the Ark of God. It's not your role. So we need to have discernment. We need to know what our role is in this. We can't just go out there blindly and do things. We need to actually pray and discern and then go out in the power of God. He does say to David, I'll always be with you and your name will be great. So we are all different. That's what I want to stress today. We have different gifts and talents. We have different roles to play. And we need to discern what that role is that we're being called to play. But I have no doubt that all of us are required to change and grow and help to destroy the barriers between us and who we often refer to as the other, because there is no other. We are all one humanity in God. Let us not forget to lament and cry out to God, God who heals us and heals others. And as we think about lament, lament is an important thing for us. We need to just let go of that emotion that's bubbling inside us and lament as the Old Testament people did in the Psalms, in the Book of Lamentation. Go and read that. Pour out our hearts so that we don't go out and hurt others because we've released that emotion. We've allowed it to flow out of us. And so we can go out in the love of God and so God's love in others. I want to end this morning, first of all, by asking you to pray for all of us and for our country, but I also want to just pray the collect that was set for today. So let us pray. O God, you sent your Son to heal and to bring peace. Give us the stillness that restores our spirits and the grace that brings healing through our Lord Jesus Christ. The stillness that restores spirits and the grace that brings healing. May you be filled with that stillness and that grace this week as you go out into a very troubled world. May God protect, bless and anoint you and those you love and pray for. Thank you so much for listening.
Hot 102.7.